If you're wondering what exactly you're supposed to be posting on Instagram, this episode is for you. Hello, I'm your host, Rhonda Jenkins, influencer marketing expert, event planner, lifestyle blogger, and founder of The Blogger Brunch. This podcast is all about empowering women through community and marketing resources. So get ready to take some notes and let's go. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Blogger Brunch podcast. I am so excited about this episode, answering this question. It is going to help so many of you. I cannot wait to dive in. Last week, we talked about the most important piece of the puzzle, which is the who. This is so important for your entire business, not just social media, but any part of your business game, the who. Who are you serving? Who is your ideal client? What's her deal? What does she need from you? Why is she going to follow you on Instagram? Okay. So the who, such a big deal. Last week, I shared some juicy details with you about how to find the who, gave you that ideal client finder freebie. It is in the show notes. Grab it and seriously do it. Work through it. If you have not already, I promise it is going to open doors, give you so many good ideas when you do that. So we're going to chat today, this week, a little bit about how you are helping that girl and how you are growing your business. But it is going to be through the lens of what am I supposed to be posting on Instagram? Before we dive in, will you do me a huge favor and take just a second and leave me a 5-star review on whatever platform you are listening on? Thank you for doing that. Seriously, thank you. Thank you. I am so happy you're here. Thank you guys for listening. And I know this episode is going to help you. So let's chat. You want to serve your ideal client, ideal follower on social media, on Instagram. So I actually got a DM about this topic. And this follower was like, hey, maybe you could do a podcast about this. And I was like, absolutely, I could do a podcast about that. I love hearing from you guys and helping answer questions, because odds are if you have a question, someone else has the same question. Okay. So this episode is definitely going to help more than just that one person. So I got this DM, and this gal is a follower. She's been with me for a little while. We chat off and on. Awesome. She's got a decent following. She's posting, right? She's got followers. She's doing posts, but internally she's like, what am I supposed to be posting? I don't even know anymore. Hey, I get it. I know the feeling. I have been there many times, actually, with each new life stage. I feel like I'm there. I'm like, there's a shift. Like, what am I supposed to be posting now? Right? It is so common. So here's the big secret. When we think about what you should be posting, there is no should. There is no what should I post. There is only what do I want to post, okay? What do you like to do? What do you like to post about? What fires you up when you create that content and you're like, dang, that is a good looking reels, or like, man, that looks so good. I'm so proud of this video. That is the first piece. There is no should. There's only want. What do you want to create? So that's number one. I'm going to give you a very simple framework to follow to think about what do I want to create on Instagram. Quick interruption. Ready to grow your business online, but overwhelmed with Instagram and how to create fresh content every day? Introducing Social CEO. It's my Instagram training monthly membership that includes actionable monthly trainings to grow your business and weekly trending audio and content ideas delivered straight to your inbox. You don't want to miss it. So grab the details in the show notes and I'll see you inside. So now that you know what you want to create, you can then think about who is my client, who is my follower, what does she need from me? How do I want to serve her? What does she need help with? How do I want her to feel after consuming this content? Okay. Inspired, motivated, pumped up. Is she supposed to be feeling emotional? Is she feeling like you have just solved a huge problem for her? Like, what is it? Think about that. So number two, you then create the content she needs. This is going to look very different for all of you. What does your client, what does your follower need? It's going to be very, very different. Here is where it gets a little more complex, okay? One and two, you figure out what you want to share. You figure out what your client needs. Great, fairly straightforward. Number three of the framework. Then you tell her why you created the content for her. Then you share your story as part of the content. So I'm going to give you an example. I recently saw a post from a wellness girly, we'll call her, and she looked like she had her stuff together, okay? She was on it, like 5 a.m. club, working out, eating healthy, house was immaculate. She was on top of things, right? And she created a Reels, and it was in response to a question or a comment, and she displayed that comment on the screen. And it was from a follower, and her comment was, "Your content makes me feel so sad, like I'll never get to that level." And the wellness girly was like, what? Like, this is why I create this content, to show you what's available to you and what's possible for you, because I used to be the biggest mess. I used to not have anything together. I hated my life. And now I'm here, and it is so, so possible, even if you're starting from the very bottom, which is where we all start, by the way. But even if you're starting from the bottom, you can get here too, because I started there. And so she had to share that in a Reels to kind of answer this girl's comment. And I was just thinking, oh man, you could have been sharing this from the start, and it would be so, so powerful. So that is a very strong example of sharing your why, sharing your story. So maybe you're creating inspirational wellness content, and that's what your follower wants from you. Awesome. You are going to attract people with that content. But when you take it one step further and share your story as part of the content, here's why I share this content. Here's why I live this life the way I do. And here's why I want to create this for you, to show you what's possible, or to show you how far I've come, or whatever. That is so, so powerful. And that's when you're going to start building a community. So that is a huge, huge takeaway that I want you to get. Number one in this framework, what do you want to post? Not what should you post. What do you want to post? What do you love posting? Number two, what content does your girl need or want from you? Create your content that you want to around that client through that lens. And then third, can you weave in your story and your why into the content to make it 10 times more powerful? And I don't want this to seem more difficult than it is. It will take some practice, but you do not have to weave this into every single post, okay? You do not have to share your personal journey in every single post. No, but minimum once a week. Think about every time I post a Reels, every time I post a carousel, maybe I'm getting new eyeballs on it who have not followed me, have not watched my content before. How do you need them to perceive you? What do you need them to understand before they're going to hit that follow button? So think about including it once a week, right? Start with that and see what happens. So like I said, this is a very simple framework. One, two, three. Of course, it is generic because this is something that will work for any niche, any person, coaching, blogging, service providers, whoever you are. You can think about your content with this framework and it will work, okay? I love being able to share this with you because a big why for me is being able to help you and kind of help the past version of me that needed this information. Right now, it's like the 1 month ago version of me. It's not that far removed. But like I said, with every new life season or stage that you're in, there's going to be a shift in your content, potentially in your business. And I'm currently doing a huge business shift, and I'm going to talk a little more about that next week, rather a lot more about that. And I'm so excited. I've got some big changes that are going to roll out to accompany that podcast episode. So I cannot wait to share it. And I'm kind of excited just to like unveil, and I feel like I've been like hiding things from you guys, right? And that's not fun. So secret will be out next week. I'm super excited, and I hope this episode was so helpful, and we'll see you next Wednesday. As always, thanks for listening to the Blogger Brunch podcast. You can find the link to today's show notes in the episode description, and you can always find more resources and ways to grow your brand at thebloggerbrunch.com and on Instagram at The Blogger Brunch.